Hello, WMFO. So Evan has scurried off to class as usual. So after we listened to his song Sun Song by Stuff, we moved on to Counting Down by Cut Copy, Stare by Prince, and then now just finished up with Won't Be Long Now by Greg Philinjanges. Oh dear. So this is WMFO Medford, 91.5 FM. Thank you for listening in to this week of Quiet in the Library. Now we have Emily coming up next with some great tunes, so please listen in and have a great week, y'all.
Stumble to the kitchen, pour myself a cup of ambition, and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets, the traffic starts jumping with folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Watch him shatter. You're just a step on the boss man's ladder, but you got dreams he'll never take away. On the same boat with a lot of your friends, waiting for the day your ship will come in and the tide's gonna turn and it's all gonna roll your way. Working 9 to 5.
Hello and good morning. This is Emily. You're listening to Overnight Oats. This is 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. So this morning, DJ Lester, I think, is about to burst into the studio at any second now. She's biking over. So today we do have a very exciting theme. As you know, we do a bunch of themes all the time. And this week, on the heels of Black Friday and Thanksgiving, whatever that is, we decided to do a show around consumer culture. And yeah, there was actually a bunch of really cool and interesting ways to look at this with finding songs, so we hope that you enjoy what selection we have. But it can definitely be anything from the working day to lives of the rich and famous, what that is like. And so it's a very pervasive theme within music and American culture. So excited to kind of show you what we have on the dock today. So just keep on playing songs until DJ Lester comes and the conversation can be a bit more enticing then. But that was 9 to 5 by Dolly Parton, and we're gonna play Royals by Lorde next.
I've never seen a diamond in the flesh. I cut my teeth on wedding rings in the movies, and I'm not proud of my address in a torn up town. No postcode envy, but every song's like gold teeth, gray goose dripping in the bathroom, bloodstains, ball gowns, trash in the hotel room. We don't care, we're driving Cadillacs in our dreams. But everybody's like crystal, Maybach, diamonds on your timepiece, jet planes, islands, tigers on a gold leash. We don't care, we aren't caught up in your love affair, and we'll never be royal.
Royal.
We crave a different kind of buzz. Let me be your ruler.
Ruler.
You can call me Queen Bee.
And baby, I'll rule.
I'll rule.
I'll rule.
Let me live that fantasy.
My friends and I, we've cracked the code. We count our dollars on the train to the party, and everyone who knows us knows that
we didn't come for money.
But every song's like gold teeth, gray goose dripping in the bathroom, bloodstains, ball gowns, trash in the hotel room. We don't care. We're driving Cadillacs in our dreams. But everybody's like crystal, Maybach, diamonds on your timepiece, jet planes, islands, tigers on a gold leash. We don't care. We aren't caught up in your love affair, and we'll never be royal. It's a run in our blood. That kind of luck's just ain't for us. We crave a different kind of buzz. Let me be your ruler. You can call me Queen Bee, and baby I'll rule. Let me live that fantasy.
All right, so she has arrived.
Good morning. A little sweaty.
A little sweaty.
A lot late. My apologies, but good to be here again.
Yeah. Anyways, okay, hi.
Hello.
So I was just saying some stuff about Black Friday and Thanksgiving and how we thought about this theme in lieu of those things happening in the past few weeks. Yeah. I don't know. Did you do any Black Friday shopping?
I did, but it's not safe for the radio.
Okay. Okay. Got it. Cool.
That was a really loud laugh.
Yeah.
Sorry for splitting your eardrums. Anyway,
yeah.
So, did you talk about the theme and what it is? This
yeah, I talked about it briefly, but I want to hear your thoughts too. What you see it as.
Both in a class that we talked a little bit about called, maybe I shouldn't say the class name, never mind. But it's about how work has come to be the center of our society and like ways to, like different values that we can have as a society outside of work. And consumerism and consumption is one of those things that, like, that a society can be built around. And there are like, there's kind of like the inability to buy something to support yourself is really debilitating in ways that are not just like I can't eat, like there's something more to that too. Like it's disempowering to
right.
not have money to buy something, which
yeah.
is weird. It's weird that it's made to feel that way. I don't
yeah.
think it's like a natural inherent thing. That's
yeah.
what I thought of it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and like money anxiety, and to be honest, like across classes too, like it manifests differently for different people with different means. But there is some kind of anxiety for, I feel like, to people different income levels and things like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing. Yeah.
For sure. So we have selected songs on like variations on the theme, I guess.
Yeah. I found that there was a lot of overlap between, like, we've been doing a lot of love song themes recently, and I feel like there's actually a lot of overlap with money language, because it's like if you need something or want something, there's a lot of kind of overlap between the two of them. And like desire is also something that is also quite common between both like money and romance and love. So
interesting. I wonder if that also has to do with like transactional things. And there's also Nike's
yeah.
option, which I think is quite kind of epitomizes that idea.
Yeah.
So we'll be playing that and other tunes coming up.
Cool. So what are we gonna play next?
I'm playing sort of not a song, kind of like an interlude from Saint Beauty's album. Enjoy.
Thank you. Actually, can you take that off? Thank you. Can you take that off too? Thanks.
Yeah, that'll be $131.46.
Actually, can you take those two off?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Okay, your total is $111.29.
I'm gonna need to take those off too. Can you take that, like all those right there?
Does she need some money? I think she do. I got her cash. She ain't got it.
All right, ma'am. You done went down to $23.39. Is that okay?
Yes. Yes. So much better. Thank you so much. All right, here you go.
Here, ma'am, here's your receipt. It's some coupons on the back, so next time. Okay.
Thank you.
Here, bye.
Bye.
I can help the next customer.
Thank you. Finally.
What? Just so damn frosty, the people like,
damn, that's a cold ass honky.
Rolling in hella deep, headed to the mezzanine, dressed in all pink, set my gator shoes, those are green, draped in a leopard mink. Girl standing next to me, probably should have washed this. Smells like R. Kelly sheets. Piss. But it was 99 cents. Copping it, washing it, about to go and get some compliments. Passing up on those moccasins, someone else has been walking in. Bummy and grungy, fucking man, I am stunting and flossing and saving my money, and I'm hella happy that's a bargain. I'ma take your grandpa style, I'ma take your grandpa style. No, for real, ask your grandpa, can I have his hand-me-down?
Thank you.
Velour jumpsuit and some house slippers, Dookie Brown leather jacket that I found, dig it. They had a broken keyboard, I bought a broken keyboard. I bought a ski blanket, then I bought a kneeboard. Hello, hello, my ace man, my mellow. John Wayne ain't got nothing on my fringe game, hell no. I could take some pro wings, make them cool, sell those. The sneakerheads would be like,
ah, he got the Velcro.
I'm gonna pop some tags, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm hunting, looking for a come up. This is being awesome. I'm gonna pop some tags, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm hunting, looking for a come up. This is being awesome.
What she know about rocking the wolf on your noggin? What she knowin' about wearing a fur fox skin? Whoa. I'm digging, I'm searching right through that luggage. One man's trash, that's another man's come up. Whoa. Thank your granddad for donating that plaid button up shirt, cause right now I'm up in her stunt. I'm at the Goodwill, you can find me in the I'm not stuck on searching in the section. Your grandma, your auntie, your mama, your mammy. I'll take those flannel zebra jammies secondhand and rock that.
Whoa.
The built-in onesie with the socks on them.
Whoa.
I hit the party and they stop in that.
Whoa.
They be like, oh, that Gucci, that's hella tight. I'm like, yo, that's $50 for a t-shirt. Limited edition, let's do some simple edition. $50 for a t-shirt, that's just some ignorant. I call that getting swindled and pimped. I call that getting tricked by business. That shirt's hella dope. And having the same one as six other people in this club is a hella don't. Peep gang, come take a look through my telescope. Trying to get girls from a brand, man, you hella won't. Man, you hella won't.
Goodwill.
Poppin'
tags. Yeah.
I'm gonna pop some tags. Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm hunting, looking for a come up. This is being awesome. I'll wear your granddad's clothes. I look incredible. I'm in this big air coat from that thrift shop down the road. I'll wear your granddad's clothes.
Right.
I look incredible.
Now come on, man.
I'm in this big air coat
from
that thrift shop down the
Let's
road.
Go,
I'm gonna pop some tags. Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm hunting, looking for a come up. This is being awesome.
Is that your grandma's coat?
Yeah, consumerism's running through them like a tumor in them. Ageism, sexism, racism, chauvinism. Capitalism running through them like the rumor business. Separatism, skepticism, modernism, atheism. Television running through them like an organism. Mechanism, despotism, poison in the ecosystem. Satanism running through them like a politician. Hedonism, hypocrisy, nihilism, narcissism. Egotism running through them needing exorcism. Situation, heathenism, adversary, demonism. To fix forms of religious spontaneity is a bad decision. Cataclysm, Darwinism, barbarism, formalism. Ha! European fetishism, terrorism, running through them on their televisions. Introversion, extra prison, tolerance for bad decisions. Exploited be the savior, the corrective system. Paranoia, skepticism, schizophrenic masochism. Escapism running through them, need a sedative. Medication, complication, devastation, negative. I said devastation, negative. Modernism has created modern prisons. Neo-McCarthyisms, new colonialisms. Pessimism, atheism, hoodooism, hypnotism, egoism, regalism, humanism, legalism. Mysticism makes decisions from a pure prism. Magnetism, pragmatism, altruism, pacifism. I capitalism, activism, rehabilitation is a monstrous skepticism, small fish ball for recognition, oppressive, with oppressed condition, sex addiction, next suspicion, vex conflict is secularism. See, people need to villainize to offset this thing for their lives. Every human, ugly shame, corporate greed in Jesus' name. Anarchism, self-delusions, rigid believer, with no solutions, impositions, superstitions, violence, and contradictions, false conditions, and no conviction, compromise, commercialism. I said compromise, commercialism, work and vision, work for wisdom, full electromagnetism, who comes first is first position, rasp and missing, you've been listening, watch the impress, press the system, behaviorism, false religion, plagiarism, broken system, euphemism, love again, innovation, prohibition, disconnection, broken wisdom, broken system, can't hold wisdom, detainees, needs an exorcism, egotism, 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 alcoholism, fascism, rationalism, national tension, journalism, gorgostopoism, paparazzoism, as the world turns into some less trust, eroticism, social drug, narcotics, and occult existence, superstition, ritual, materialism, serialisms, habitual, inferior vision, consumerism. Running through them like a tumor in them. Separatism, skepticism, desperation, nepotism. Capitalism running through the Montezuma in them. Ageism, sexism, racism, fascism. Television running through them like an organism. Hedonism, egoism, systematic narcissism. To empty religious spontaneity is anarchism. Social Darwinism, barbarism, modern paganism. Major schism, division, ethnoplagiarism. Selfish business decision, greedy reductionism. Obstruction through justice, occupation, victimizationism. Brainwashing, mind control, synthetic stimulation in them. Time control, mutilating the soul for business decision. Helping people cope, selling dope from a new trope. Synthetic hope, life spent walking on a tightrope. Infantile masturbation, juvenile, no education, mental castration, a generation forced to labor for a nation. Locked the means of production down, down, production down, 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 down. Corruption need the medication now. They need the medication now. Corporate seduction in a state of mass combustion. Greed and lust of dangerous repercussions to escape the rough chase. Speak of rapture while still going after the things that spiritually capture faster and faster and faster. Terrorism running through them on their television. Introversion, indecision, reactionism, hypocrisy, phony nationalism, dish pan Africanism, material hypnotism, monopoly, militarism, deviisms, sadomasochisms, intellectual fetishism, sold on computers. And televisions exploitative need a savior to correct the system. Paranoia, skepticism, schizophrenic mechanism. Escapism running through them need a sedative. Medication, complication, situation, negative. Modernism has created modern prisons. Neo-McCarthyisms, new colonialisms. Pessimism, atheism, hoodooism, hypnotism, egoism, realism, humanism, legalism. Ostracism, skepticism, small fish ball for recognition, oppressive with oppressed position, sex addiction, vex conflict, and anarchism, self-delusions, victim leave with no solution. Imposition, superstitions, rudisms, and contradictions, false pretense, and no conviction, compromise, commercialism. Commercialism, recognition, any decisions from a pure prism, magnetism, pragmatism, altruism, actionism, activism, pacifism, rehabilitationism, no false essentialism, assimilation, corporate cannibalism, psychological limitations, and no imitation, competition, gross consumption, parasitism, negative stimulation in them, consumerism.
That was Miss Lauryn Hill from a 2013 song, Consumerism, which I didn't know it sounded like that. Very intense. I mean, I wasn't ready.
And then before that was the one and only Thrift Shop by Macklemore, which I rediscovered on karaoke over Thanksgiving break, so that was great.
It's a hard song to karaoke.
Yeah, but it was really, it's a, because the karaoke had the music video in front of us, so that was, like, really fun. But yeah, it was a hard song to karaoke.
Yeah.
But I feel like there were actually a surprising number of riffs that I, like, totally got, because I guess I listened to that song a lot when it came out.
Surprised
myself with my
skills. Your knowledge.
Yeah.
And prior we had the Beatles in Saint Beauty, the song that I talked about. I am finding this selection quite interesting.
It is quite,
I wish I had more time to like dig deeper into some choices or into some other music.
What did you find interesting from the Saint Beauty interlude?
Well, it was like the story is like this woman is trying to buy something and
and and then like the cashier keeps telling her the price, and then she's like, oh, can you take those two off? And then she's like, oh, it's $30. She's like, oh, can you take that one off and that one? And then like everyone in the line is just like, ah. So if you'd listened, Emily, that's what you would have derived.
Yeah, I've actually definitely had that moment. Like, I think last week when I was in Chinatown, I bought this bag of veggies that I thought would be really affordable, but it turned out being like $6, which is quite like expensive for a bag of veggies.
Wow.
Yeah, and I was just like, I wanted
to. Were you in
Jiahou? I was in Jiahou. Yeah.
Wow, it was $30 for me to get all those groceries.
Yeah, that's expensive.
No, it's cheap for.
Well, I don't know how much you got. Okay.
Okay.
Anyways, but it was just like, yeah, one bag. I think I just didn't read the, like, it was like.
What veggie was it?
It was the snow pea leaves.
Maybe those are just more expensive.
Yeah, I just didn't think that they would be, because they were, like, what is that expensive at the Chinese supermarket for veggies, you know?
Yeah.
But it was just one bag, too. Anyways, but I had that moment where I wanted to be like, ah, like, I don't want to buy that. But then yeah. I was, like, too late, and then, like, I was like, I'll just do it. But anyways.
Did I tell you about, I went to Jiahou this weekend, too. And I had my really big backpack on.
Oh.
And so I was like, the aisles are kind of narrow. So I was like,
oh,
backing
yeah.
into things. And I backed into this shelf of glass soy sauce
bottles. Oh,
and
no.
This guy who worked there was like pushing, like restocking the shelf.
Wait, did it drop? Did it fall?
No. I mean, oh. That's why this guy is there.
Oh, okay.
This guy was
he's
like.
He's just there to.
No, he was restocking the shelves. Oh. And he saw it and he was like, wait. Like, rushes over. And I'm like, I try to move. And he's like, no. So like disentangling me and like making sure that nothing falls. So that he saved my life.
from the tower of soy sauce.
Yeah, it was really.
It is quite salty.
I was scared because I could feel things moving and then I didn't want to move.
Yeah. Oh man.
But yeah.
I've yet to see anything like that at the supermarket. You know, when like food explodes or something.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, I guess that is a good thing. But it would be really entertaining. Okay, anyways, consumerism.
Yeah. I had a question in mind, but then I forgot what it was.
Okay. that's okay, too.
I was thinking about, like, going the experience of going to the mall and, like, how I would do it as a kid. Like, it would be, like, a family day, and we would go to the mall and, like, eat at the mall restaurant.
What was the mall restaurant that you most often went to?
I mean, it was just, like, different mall restaurants.
Is it, like, a food court?
No, it was, like, a restaurant. Usually. Or sometimes it would be a food court. But it was just, like, I know that Americans have a very different experience with malls. Mm-hmm. Or, like, different associations with what a mall is.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like for me, it was, like, oh, family outing. But, like, for different people, it means, like, very different things.
Yeah, I feel like the very stereotypical American image is, like, after school with your in middle school and high school, like going to get smoothies and like walking around the like indoor mall.
There are many different kinds of malls too. Strip malls, suburban, and like what is that one, the Galleria,
Cambridge side.
Yeah, that's like the only mall in downtown Boston is full of malls, but I was just thinking about like
the mall that I think about when I think about malls is like there's this place called Times Square in Hong Kong. It's funny to say out loud because I know that Times Square has a very different meaning in the US, but like
was
for
it named after?
Probably to, I don't know, but okay. Probably. And yeah, but my mom it was in this neighborhood in Hong Kong called Causeway Bay, which is like the most like the closest neighborhood in the city area to us, because like going from my house into the city you go through like a tunnel through the mountain, and then Causeway Bay is just like on the other side of the mountain, so we most often went there as like so we could like park there and then go to other places in the city on the MTR or subway, and so that's like the mall I think about the most, because like there's a period of time where if you like bought stuff at the mall for like maybe like around the equivalent of like $15, you would get free parking. And so, yeah, so my mom would always buy $15 worth of stuff to get the free parking. Cause like parking in Hong Kong, it's not as luxurious as the US, but there's just like parking lots and like open whatever.
Oh no, when we were parking in Chinatown, that was so expensive.
Yeah. Oh yeah, sorry. I'm thinking more like suburban, sprawling, the US, yeah. But that's what I think about with malls. My mom's like, she would be like, do you need moisturizer? We can go to get moisturizer. Yeah. Yeah. Cool. All right. Next song. What shall it be? We shall play. I don't know. What should we play?
Stupid.
Okay. We're going to play Rich Girl by Gwen Stefani. Haven't listened to this in a while.
Oh my God.
Na 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 again. Can't make it back again from everything now.
We just heard Gwen Stefani's Rich Girl, mm-hmm. a classic, and then Arcade Fire's Everything Now, which has the great line, every room in my house is full of shit I can't live without. maybe more about hoarding than consumerism.
Are you a hoarder?
I am, actually.
Wait, did you say that, like, more about hoarding rather than consumerism?
Yeah, but I guess they're related.
Yeah, but I'm definitely a hoarder. I'm like a sentimental hoarder.
Yeah.
I've gotten better over the years, though.
Yeah, you must have, because you've moved a
yeah.
bunch.
Yeah, I know. I think back on, like, the past, like, 8 years and how I've, like, moved virtually every year. Like, into, whether it's, like, you know, it's into a new space, but, like, so it's not, like, you know, a cross-country move, but, like, and it's not, like, a whole house, but kind of funny. Anyways, yeah.
Okay, I have a PSA. Thinking about throwing a house party? Well, if you are part of the Somerville and Redford communities, then it is imperative that you are a responsible host. As a host, you can help maintain community relations by controlling the noise and behavior of your guests. I don't know about the word controlling, but just, yeah. It is also important to provide snacks and non-alcoholic beverages for your guests and to remind guests to alternate alcohol and non-alcoholic beverages. Okay. Sorry.
Sorry.
Someone's got
a... Wait, was that the PSA?
Yeah, that was the PSA.
Oh.
Huh. Brought to you by Somerville Cares About Prevention, but I'm not sure about that org. What I do agree with is that, yeah, you should always have non-alcoholic options. And
yeah.
Snacks are important.
Snacks are very important.
Yeah, I've been to so many parties without snacks. It's very upsetting.
That is upsetting.
Or just eat before you go, I guess, but where's the fun in that? Anyway, that's our
anyway.
PSA. What do we have coming up?
We just got a request, actually, so that's what that was.
From whom?
From the one and only, I hope it's okay, I don't think he would mind, Kyle.
Oh my god, Kyle is listening?
Yeah, hi Kyle.
Hi Kyle.
I feel like this is an early, actually no, he seems like a pretty decent hour waker. Anyways.
No, that's not true. Kyle sleeps in.
Okay. Well, thank you, Kyle, for tuning in.
We can like, shit on Kyle on the radio because he's not able to talk back.
True power dynamics. Okay. But yeah, we can play Kyle's requested song next. Yeah. Do you have any other last...
We love you, Kyle.
Oh. We sort of do.
Sort of. Okay, let's just play this song.
Okay, this is Playing Clothes by Mick Jenkins.
I've been hiding out in plain sight. I've been getting high as hell before these fucking plane rides. Never playing close. Never playing close. Never playing close. Never playing close. I've been hiding out in plain sight. I've been getting high as hell before these fucking plane rides. Never playing close, I just can't fly. Never playing close, never playing close, never playing close. Rob a Geller, once and I'll be coming. Projects just to curb the groupies. I'm in Barney's trying money, cop the Sunni Sunni. Spring, summer, fall, winter, got the trees on me. Breeze on me, I might need to grab a new jacket. Double cheese, a couple G's on my new jacket. They used to tax a nigga, now I'm in a new bracket. New bridge, the links from Cuba going to Saudis. Changed 5 times, nigga going to Saudis. I've been hiding out in plain sight. I've been getting high as hell before these fucking plane rides. Never playing close, I just can't fly. Never playing close, never playing close. Never playing close. I've been hiding out in plain sight. I've been getting high as hell before these fucking plane rides. Never playing close, I just can't fly. Never playing close, never playing close, never playing close. Fit it, yeah. Getting ready, I'ma beat her in a minute, yeah. Getting blunted in a Uber window, sending, yeah.
for the driver, cause he with it, yeah. Cause he with it, shorty with me, and she fit it, yeah. Getting ready, she gon' be here in a minute, yeah. Getting blunted in a Uber window, sitting, yeah. 5 stars for the driver, cause he with it, yeah. 5 stars for the dinner, we ain't pay a dime. She a dime, gotta pay her more than never mind. She rocked every, she got theories that a level mine. Had to level up, styles, I got several kind. And the other side, sway, yeah, this leather line. Yeah, I got thick skin, yeah, yeah, she thick too. We ain't tossing pig skin, but soon as I
touch down, it's opening ceremonies.
Robert Geller wants to not be coming, projects just occurred to groupies. I'm in money, trying money, cocky, sunny, sunny. Spring, summer, fall, winter, got the trees on me. Breeze on me, I might need to grab a new jacket. Double cheese, a couple G's on my new jacket. They used to tax a nigga, now I'm in a new bracket. New brush and links from Cuba going
two sides.
Changed 5 times, nigga going two
sides. I've been hiding out in plain sight. I've been getting high as hell before these fucking plane rides. Never playing close, I just came back. Never playing close, never playing close, never playing close.
Scales, a little mermaid. We out by the pool, some little mermaids. lies prophesied. We'll let you guys prophesy. We gon' see the future first. We'll let you guys prophesy. We gon' see the future first. Living so the last night feels like a past life. Speaking of the don't know what got into people, devil be possessing homies, demons try to body jump. Why you think I'm in this bitch when the fucking yarmulke? Acid on me like the frame. Weed crumbles in the glitter. Rain, glitter. We laid out on the sweat floor. Away turf, no astro. Mesmerized how the strobes glow. Look at all the people feet dance. I know that your nigga came with you, but he ain't with you. We only human and it's humid in these ball mains. I mean my balls sticking to my jeans. We breathing pheromones and burrows. Sipping pink gold lemonades. Feeling I may be younger, but I look after you. We're not in love, but I make love to you. When you're not here, I'll save some for you. I'm not him, but I mean something to you. I mean something to you. I mean something to you. You got a room and you'll hear what we do. It's only
So this is Emily and Celeste, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. That song just now was Nike's by Frank Ocean. And I don't know what we're going to play next, but thank you for tuning in. And we hope that you enjoyed this playlist about consumer culture.
I didn't have anything to add.
Okay. Great. All right. Okay. Have a good day, everyone. We're going to play Rich by Maren Morris next.
If I had a dollar every time that I swore you off, and a 20 every time that I picked up when you called, and a crisp new Benjamin for when you're here, then gone again. And a dollar every time I was right about you after all. Boy, I'd be rich, head to toe Prada, Benz in the driveway, yacht in the water. Vegas at the Mandarin, I roll a Gibbelin. Me and Diddy dripping diamonds like Marilyn. No, I wouldn't be drowning in all your IOUs. Every promise you made me
again.